Thank you, Patricia. I will call this meeting to order and ask for a roll call, please, Patricia.
Dr. Duncan?
Present.
Dr. Stelzman?
Present.
Secretary Lee?
Present.
Vice President Young?
Present.
And President Simon?
Present.
Thank you. Let's see if we can stand up and do the pledge. Director Lee, would you like to lead us, sir?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. I don't see any general public in the meeting room. I don't see any on the Zoom screen. Do we have any that you know of, Patricia?
We do not.
Had any written comments?
No.
Thank you. Move on until we have general public present. So the first item on our calendar is the consent calendar, 5.1 for approval of the board minutes. Has everyone had a chance to read them? Do you have any questions, comments? And I would entertain a motion for approval.
I would like to move to approve the consent calendar.
I'll second the motion, Director Stelzman.
That would be Lee and Stelzman. Do we have to do a roll call vote since Fred is on Zoom?
Because Director Simon, President
Thank
Simon.
You. Thank you. Patricia?
Dr. Duncan?
Aye.
Dr. Stelzman?
Aye.
Secretary Lee?
Aye.
Vice President Young? And President Simon.
Aye.
Thank you. We'll move on to item 6, Committee Authority Association Reports. And the first one on our list is Alameda County SDA Director Lee.
Thank you. Thank you. The Alameda County Special Districts Association met on Wednesday, November 8th. It was hosted by the Washington Township Healthcare District in the Anderson Auditorium, Washington West, 2500 Maori Avenue in Fremont. Presentations, there was a series of presentations, and of course, we were welcomed and introduced to the hospital by healthcare system CEO Kimberly Hartz. And subsequently, there was a presentation by Elwood Conaway, who was recently hired to be the director of the trauma services. Just to give you a little history, Kim Hartz, the CEO, has served in various roles for the last 20 years in Washington Healthcare Services. The Washington Healthcare Services actually started in 1948 and was a hospital eventually in 1958. Previously, they had to travel north to Oakland or south to Silicon Valley to get medical services. And when they originally opened in 1958, they had 158 beds. Now it's at 415. Their service area covers Fremont, Union City, Newark, South Hayward, and Sunol. And there's over 350,000 served. They're in the planning process to adopt trauma services, and they've been planning these services for the last 10 years. Their facility master plan has four construction projects. Patient Bridge, which will be completed on February 2024, the Pavilion Infill, the Cancer Center, which is also in partnership with UCSF, which is world-class and one of the best cancer, is actually known as the best cancer services in the world. So that's great partnership in making that available to Washington Healthcare. And the Patient Tower, which will be completed by 2030, there are seismic requirements in those projects. We went on to talk about the trauma services, and Elwood Conaway provided a very brief presentation, but then this is something that they're going to have available. Eventually, I think there's a date on that, right? Probably in the next 6 years. And currently, right now, everybody has to go north or south to get the trauma services. They're covering all kinds of different services, you know, neuroscience care, cardiovascular care, joint replacement surgery, and community. And they're also in the process of doing a community health needs assessment, which has to be done every single 3 years for the services that they cover. Elwood Conway provided basically the presentation on level two trauma program that they have. They're not a trauma center yet, but they're moving in that direction. There's a difference between level one and level two, right? And level two is more research and data oriented. Trauma services largely come from a lot of vehicular traffic issues. After that presentation, we got a presentation from the governor's office, the legislative session infrastructure overview. The governor's infrastructure priorities was covered by the Office of their External Affairs. They have 12 staff across 5 regions, North Bay, 30 counties is covered by this group. And they help with the funding opportunities, largely with the funding opportunities that are coming from the federal level. Their focus, of course, on the governor's agenda is, you know, climate change, clean energy, safe drinking water, and transportation, roads and bridges. And that's probably largely tied to Build Back Better. He's been doing infrastructure tours and listening sessions. There's a lot of focus on the IIJA, which is the Build Back Better Infrastructure Investment Jobs Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and also the CHIPS Act, right? And they're seeing $180 billion of funding over the next 10 years and possibly 400,000 good jobs to meet climate goals. And then, of course, there's going to be a great benefit specifically to low-income disadvantaged communities. The five bills that they talked about was SB 145, Caltrans Wildlife Crossings, SB 146, Progressive Design Build Project Delivery Method, 147 prohibits taking the prohibitions to taking of endangered species, SB 149 streamlined CEQA for energy, transportation, water, and semiconductor projects, more water storage in the Colusa Reservoir area. And SB 150, Caltrans from IIJA to fund the support for high road construction career programs for underserved communities. Key budget investments, water storage, energy, parks, wildfire, transportation, and healthcare. And, I did receive some of the slides of you from Ryan Klausner, who runs this meeting, who chairs this meeting for us. So if you want those slides, let me know. I'll send it to staff. And that pretty much covers it. Any questions?
Yes. Referred to, was it Washington Hospital?
That's Washington Healthcare District.
But where is that located?
It's actually right off of Maury and where the BART station is. So literally, you can throw a stone and hit BART.
Okay. Is this a private hospital, or does it serve? It serves people that are uninsured.
It serves the public. So they are an accredited hospital. They follow all the rules, JCO and whatnot. And their service area covers 350,000.
Was it? It's county hospital, or is it?
No, it's not county. For example, when you look at San Leandro Hospital is not a county hospital. It is a hospital facility. They do get some public funding from the county and. But it's also run through a whole board.
It has its own board of directors as well.
It's heavily regulated. It's a regulated industry.
It's not part of a network, HMO like Sutter or.
They probably subscribe to those services. Pretty much every single hospital subscribes to those services. You can't get any service without insurance nowadays.
Right. But it will. It also serves people that are underinsured or uninsured?
Yes, they do. Okay. And they are required by law.
Anything else?
Oh, that's it. Thank you.
Director Simon, do you have any questions?
No questions. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I keep forgetting to turn my mic on. Did you say no thank you, Director Simon?
Yes, no questions. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, then we'll move on to item 6.2, report from Personnel Committee. Director Stillsman.
Sure. We had our Personnel Safety and Public Information Committee meeting on November the 9th. Director Lee and myself were in attendance, as well as Janetta Luna. and General Manager Dang was attending remotely. There were no public comments. We reviewed the status of strategic gold. It should be noted that during the last several weeks, there was a one lost time accident. Apparently it was a minor, a slip and fall where the employee went home for the day, or I think actually a bit longer than a day. Has since recovered and returned to work, and I don't believe this is a workers' comp case. We've reviewed our key performance indicators. Several, or the majority of these indicators have been completed, so I made the inquiry if staff could add new indicators. We'll probably look at the strategic goals, which are coming up in the next couple of months, and then orient those new KPIs with what those goals show. We looked at our agenda item was to review the draft amended compensation, travel and meetings, benefits and post-retirement procedures for the members of the board. At this time, we decided to, since it was relevant to this agenda item, we decided to follow President Simon's recommendation to look at the possibility of how this policy addresses workshops for CASA. We, Director Lee and myself, had a conversation about this. In regards to the spirit of what it was saying, we decided to add some clarification language that makes it more apparent when it's appropriate or not appropriate for compensation. That's going to be currently reviewed by legal counsel before that language is approved. There were other edits to this policy that are attached. Most of them were just grammatical changes, word changes. We made a couple of recommendations to make it more, I guess, easier to understand certain policies or certain sections. So this is still a work in progress. And we'll have staff and director comments, and we adjourn the meeting at 3:42 p.m. Any questions?
I just have one. Under transportation, there's no reference to ride share. It's just taxis. You know, reimbursement for ride share.
When travel by air is the most reasonable. There was another section where rideshare was mentioned. I don't know if it's covered under a blanket or topic or under this one too.
Well, the quote is that ride sharing is encouraged or something like that.
I looked under transportation for it. I guess I here it is. Yeah, it's, I'm sorry, I. And the last sentence, last two sentences. Okay. I just saw taxi.
Yeah, most of these, there were some language changes about transportation. I just kind of wanted to change the order of what they were because it was confusing about when the rental car would happen or when you drive your own car. That's basically from home to the airport in the first leg of the trip. It was sort of in a different order. So that's hopefully will be rectified. But most of these are just from he, she to they and changing function to event. And I don't believe the spirit of the policy was changed.
I just read taxi.
Anything else, Director Duncan? No. Director Lee? Director Simon?
No comments. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. Nice short report. We'll move on to item 6.3, report from solid waste. Director Duncan.
Hey, we met on November the 13th at 9:30 a.m. The meeting was called together to order at 9:30. Myself and Director Young, General Manager Dang, and Solid Waste Program Manager Natasha Brown was present. There were no public comments nor any public presence. We reviewed the status of the strategic goals. And we found them all in order, and the committee accepted the report. We then reviewed the key performance indicators and that were related to solid waste. And Natasha Brown reported that the district exceeded all solid waste KPI. That was great. And then we went on to item number 6, container monitoring program. The committee reviewed the data and asked that the report be revised to include additional metrics like the total number of collection services per month and the number of customers with repeat incidents. And then staff will bring it back to the committee. And then once we have reviewed it, we will present it to at our board of directors meeting. We then went on to public education and communication. And Natasha reported that for the month of October, 31 businesses were provided program assistance, which included providing SB 1383 information and offering right sizing of their solid waste collection services, signage, and staff training. Of the 31 businesses contacted, 6 applied for stop waste recycling or organics waivers, 3 added recycling and or organic service, and 1 received training, and 1 scheduled a training. For the number of new customers for August, single family 109, multifamily 0, commercial 6. The monthly trash talk sessions via Zoom on August 27th, 4 attended. September 27th, 100 attended. October the 25th, 40 attended. And the next one is scheduled for this coming November the 29th. The committee accepted the report. Community engagement. We reviewed the community events and partnerships. October Stop Waste Recycling Board meeting schools panel presentation was on October the 12th at 4 p.m. Oraloma Container Monitoring Program presentation at Cherryland October Community Center was October the 12th from 6 to 8. San Lorenzo Village Halloween event was October the 28th, 10 to 1, 831 attendees. November San Lorenzo Library Storytime was November the 11th from 11 to 1, about 40 attendees. The committee accepted the report. Staff and director comments. The committee thanked the staff for their work. The meeting was adjourned at 10:16. Are there any questions?
I look forward to the continued monitoring program report as well as the statistics. It'll be very enlightening.
Yeah, we were very pleased with the findings. We just felt that we needed a little bit more metrics to make it a little bit more clear. And I think you'll be happy, Director Stelzman. In essence, I think the pilot program is doing its job. So that's all I have to say.
I think the staff report will show that. Congratulations to the staff. The report was incredibly encouraging. I mean, far less than we thought, but we did ask for some additional metrics. So you'll be happy when you see it, I hope. Thanks to Natasha and her crew.
Also, most importantly to me, thank you to the customers.
Well, I didn't thank you. That's what I thought you were saying.
No, I'm thank talking you. About to the customers. Of course. We're in a lot better position than I thought we would be in. And that's what I was happy to see. Because it's been invisible to us.
Thank you very much for the report, Director Duncan. We'll move on to item 6.4, report from EBDA. Director Simon.
Thank you. EBDA, we met on November the 16th, and attached is the EBDA permits compliance reports. There were no NPDES permit violations in September, and preliminary data from October is also free of permit exceedances. And this table still shows that exceedance back in spring which is labeled and indicated from a San Leandro discharge, San Leandro exceedance from a non-compliant discharge from the milk plant. The bacterial indicators are also within limits, is also attached. Some of the discussion items during the meeting, LAFCO is awarding a contract for countywide regional water and wastewater, recycled water. This, they've hired a consultant. It's, I didn't get the name of the consultant, but it's supposed to be a really top-notch consultant associated with BACWA. And this study focused in Alameda County will be used as a pilot for a larger Bay Area program once this Alameda County regional-wide recycled water, wastewater study is completed. Next is the regional, part of the regional affairs report. There is a new chlorine limit that will take place and starting January 1st of 2024. And this is going to help us with our chemical costs, such that the residual chlorine effluent limit will now be, let's see, I got the exact number here, 0.98 milligrams per liter over a 1 hour average, measured at the Marina Dechlor facility. And then with some analysis, they can project that it will reach zero when the discharge reaches the bay after it leaves the discharge pipe. So that is a big improvement. They've been trying to work on that for, looks like, a past decade in order to reduce the amount of sodium bisulfate that's been used. Essentially, they've been overdosing it to ensure there was zero chlorine, but now they can reach 0.98 at the Marina Dechlor facility. Next is the Cargill project. They're going to be meeting with BCDC, as well as the Regional Water Board, to review the new proposed plan that will be running along the Baylands. They don't have they didn't project a route yet. I haven't seen it. But they will be meeting with Cargill to start, Cargill will be meeting with those agencies to start to talk about this new route, as well as what type of environmental updates to the EIR, to the environmental impact report, they'll have to do. That will be happening in December, projected in December. And the final item is there will be the visit to the new weather radar facility. That's going to happen in the springtime. And that will help do more accurate projections of when large winter storms come in. And that completes the last item. Actually, there was one more item. The EBDA board, they voted to approve an increase in the meeting rate reimbursement. And we have updated, increased the meeting reimbursement to $300 per meeting. And that was voted unanimously. And that completes my update.
Thank you for the report. Earlier, Fred, I had asked when we could see the bacterial indicators for Enterococcus. I want to admit to this board that I just found it on this chart. It is the second column. So thank you for the report. Hi. Yes, go ahead, Director Darwin.
Director Simon, you were a little fuzzy when you were talking about who Cargill is going to be meeting with. I didn't get the name of the agency.
Yes, they're going to be meeting with BCDC, which is Bay Conservation. I forgot the rest of it, but they manage all the bay work around the ring of the bay shoreline, Bay Conservation
Development,
maybe something like that. I'll look it up before the members' comments here. And then also the regional Water Control Board.
Okay. Which agency determine if there's any species that would be endangered by the new path? They do?
EPA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Fish and Wildlife.
That's what I thought. I didn't hear Fish and Wildlife mentioned, but thank you.
Virtually, you're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that report out. I'm interested in hearing more about that weather weather program pilot that they're doing. If there's any information that you can send to staff, that staff can send to us, that would be wonderful.
Okay, that sounds good. I can pull some information and have that sent to staff so they can send it to the board. And the board is welcome to attend this visit in spring as well.
That's and it's the over radar. In San...
Yeah,
the radar thing. Yes.
New weather. Yeah, and it's located in San Ramon on the west side of San Ramon.
Thank you, Director Simon. President Simon, sorry. I seem to recall, Mr. Dang, a few years ago, we talked about some method here at the plant to determine weather and the flow. Is that anything similar to what he's talking about with the radar?
I'm not exactly sure the radar technology that's being employed out in San Ramon, but we had flow meters in six manholes here in the district that we're collecting data on. Unfortunately, we weren't collecting any data because we had many, many, many dry years. So the prediction was not accurate by any means. And so we're hoping we'll see, basically. I don't have anything else for that one.
It'll be good to hear the radar report. Yes, Director Duncan.
I remember when we implemented that. Did it show anything during the storm period last year? I mean, this year in January?
Oh, we actually, Bill, if you can refresh my memory, we discontinued that program before the storm hit. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, we had, I don't know if it was 3 years or 4 years we're implementing the program. We're having some performance issues with the meters themselves, and we're constantly communicating with the company about making improvements, and the response wasn't positive. So we're investing resources to the program and without much cooperation, so we shut it down.
Dr. Stelzman, did you have a comment?
No, I did not. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, nice if we were disadvised of it. I just remember how excited we were. We thought it was going to add value, but I can understand you shutting it down if they're not being weren't being cooperative. But is there any thought of getting alternative?
It's absolutely. We're exploring that now. We haven't landed on anything yet.
Interesting to get the report on the radar function to see if that helps. If it helps EBNA, it certainly will help us. Okay, thank you for that report. Item 6.5, I'm sorry.
Yeah, just the BCDC, it stands for Bay Conservation and Development Commission.
Correct. It's been around for, I don't know, 50 years, 60 years. It sort of guides everything we do on the Bay.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. So we'll move on to item 6.5, approval of committee minutes for entry to district record.
I'd like to move this.
Director Lee.
Yes.
By Director Stelzman. I need a roll call vote, please.
Director Duncan.
Aye.
Director Stelzman.
Aye.
Secretary Lee.
Aye.
Vice President Young.
Aye.
And President Simon.
Aye.
Thank you. I guess that passes unanimously. I forgot to say that earlier. So we're to item 7, staff and director comments. Again, I apologize for my voice. I have been sick with a cold. So General Manager Dang, comments.
Yes, there is a CSDA Special District Leadership Academy coming up in February. That's February 4th to the 7th. That's going to be held in San Luis Obispo. So if there's any board members that wish to attend, please let our district secretary know and she'll help with some arrangements. As a reminder, there's also the CASA Winter Conference that's going to be happening. Please respond to Patricia as well if you plan on or would like to attend. And that will be down in Palm Springs. And lastly, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Director, Alex Mogg, do you have any comments?
No comments, just happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Thank you.
Vice President Young, if I may.
Yes, Madam Secretary.
Thank you so much. We wanted to invite the board to participate with staff in a warm coat drive that is being done right now. That big box is not just junk in our lobby. It's for warm coats, sweaters, scarves, beanies, anything that's either new or gently used with no holes or, you know, any major damage. That'll be going on till the rest of the month into early December. And then following that, we're going to be collecting new toys for kids of all ages for a toy drive in partnership with the fire department on Paseo Grande. So if the board would like to participate alongside staff, we would love for you to do that. And just wanted to make you aware of that. Happy Thanksgiving.
So we'll bring it back to the board, Director Stelzman.
Nothing to add. Just I wish everybody, staff and directors alike, a very happy and enjoyable and safe Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you spend some time with your families. That's all.
Dr. Duncan.
Hi, I have just a follow-up question. The fire department, where do they distribute the toys in Posadabad? To all of the unincorporated community or just in the Santa Rosa area?
I believe it's like an Alameda County. It's like a county-wide.
Okay, so that means Ashland and all of the...
Correct.
Communities that we serve. Will...
Correct.
Okay, great. And my other announcement is, I don't know if I'm really going to this, the innovation technology presentation on November 29th that's going to be held at the Regional Board, CASA and Aqua are sponsoring it. It's an all day event, 8:30 to 3:30. I'll be there downtown Oakland. So it should be interesting.
It's called Innovation One. Can you send us a
let me just
flyer or something?
Let me answer that. Innovation Technology Seminars, November 29th, San Francisco Regional Water Board. And I can share it with you. It's
perfect.
But if you're on on Greg's mailing list, But I'll still forward to you via Patricia. But anyway, that's where I'll be on the 29th.
That's if you're not in Texas or Arizona.
Well, I told baby boy he better stay where he is until Granny gets there. So anyway.
Director Lee.
A wonderful meeting, very efficient. Looks like we did in record time. We covered some very critical things. Right now, of course, Director Stelzman and I have to basically look at some of our policies in the next personnel committee meeting. I think I want to thank my colleagues for doing a wonderful job in all the respects of the areas that they serve.
Thank you. Director Simon, are you still with us? Director Young.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, Director Young, for leading the meeting tonight. Much appreciated. A nice job, staff, as usual, and want to wish all of my colleagues, as well as all the staff, a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. And I'd like to thank staff for giving us a short agenda because it makes me look good. All right. I would like to, I already mentioned container monitoring and the warm coat. Thank you for the info on the warm coats. I'll definitely clean out some closets. Maybe I shouldn't say this. I'm going to say it anyway. The signs that we have that contractors put out when they're working on our street, they're working on several streets all around my house right now. And the signs that they have for Orloma are relatively small, but increasingly they are so dirty you can barely read them. I was going to stop and take a picture of one today, but since it's right outside my house, I'll take a picture of it in the morning when I go pick up my paper. Anyway, I wish everybody a happy turkey and vegetables for Paul. And this meeting is adjourned.
Can I just say one thing? Please.
I already adjourned the meeting, but
sure. No, it isn't about. I just needed to complain. I went to Honey Baked Ham to get my baked Honey Baked Ham, and the machine isn't working. Whatever the machine is, can you imagine how many people were